Already this week on the show, we've had a look at the track record of She'll Be Right, Mate, because you've heard it a lot recently. Also, what we can do for CQ Healthy Families as part of Pinky's CQ Triathlon. And we also started finding out about the bribery, incentives that you would accept to get a COVID jab this week.
Banksy and Pinky for breakfast, only on Triple M. Hit subscribe now.
So I think just deep breath in and out. Just
how patronising do you want to be?
Just breathe. Just breathe and you'll be right.
Just take a breath. Yeah. Things
are going to
be okay.
Have you ever tried to breathe in the moment? Mate, it's actually impossible.
She'll be right, mate. It's all good.
Well, as I was saying to you off air, Banksy, I'm becoming very wary of any person, well, any Australian, because it's what we say, who says to me at the moment, she'll be right.
Yeah.
In this time of COVID-19 and lockdowns.
The uncertainty is
yeah. Basically, every time someone said she'll be right, they're proven wrong. They should have knocked on wood because she's not all right.
Yeah,
and it's not okay.
Yeah, lately
and things are going pear shaped.
Lately, mainly she'll be left. Left in a state of what's going on.
I had flights just over a month ago to go and visit friends in Victoria. Yeah. They had been going okay and fine, and everyone was like, oh, she'll be right.
Yep.
You'll be right to come on down.
Right.
Oh, no, they went into lockdown and it's been pear-shaped ever since. So I had to cancel. You know?
I know.
It becomes like you get very wary and a bit triggered about it.
And
it
fatigue sets in as well.
Even regarding the Southeast Queensland lockdown, I was told over the weekend my teammates were concerned when the snap lockdown came in.
For the swim around Great Keppel
Island.
They were
like, hopefully it's just 3 days. I had people around me going, oh, she'll be right. What are you worried about? Of course it'll be over in 3 days. Yeah, righto.
So
now they're not coming up.
And
it's been extended till Sunday.
There you go.
You hear what I'm saying?
I totally
hear. Picking up what I'm putting down, Z?
I really, really do. Yeah. And just for pips and giggles, let's just for a moment, everyone, have a look at the track record of she'll be right, mate phrase.
Yeah.
So you're an Australian cricket team. Hey, we can just use some sandpaper.
Oh.
She'll be right, mate.
Yeah.
How did that go? You're the Melbourne Storm, completely over the salary cap. Ah, she'll be right, mate. We won't lose a premiership over that.
Yeah, look, we're not urgently needing toilet paper, but I'll pick some up around about the time that a COVID case comes through.
They're different, but they're ours. Banksy and Pinky on Triple M CQ.
Pinky is challenging herself to a CQ triathlon. Proudly sponsored by Ambitions Health and Fitness. Change your body, change your life.
Time to catch up with Lewemley's, which is, of course, a new and local charity that I am fundraising for throughout my triathlon journey because I absolutely believe that we need to rectify things in our community.
Damn skippy.
With these ladies, they take the students and teach them from the grassroots level how to have a healthy relationship and how to identify unhealthy things.
Great.
But also the fundraising is to help people who have removed themselves from a DV situation and help to move on, particularly when you have kids in the situation too and they deserve a happy, healthy life. Good morning,
morning Lou.
Good morning.
So let's talk about when people have to go through the courts to apply for protection orders. Can we talk about that this morning, please?
Yeah, sure. Well, there's two types of applications, the police applications and the private applications. Statewide, in Queensland, in the last financial year, there was almost 29,000 protection orders applied for through the courts.
Okay.
We're looking in Capricornia region. We're probably about around third in the state. We're on par a bit with Townsville, Cairns, Ipswich. But we're looking just in our Capricornia region, 1,500 applications went through the court for a protection order.
Okay.
And that, we're talking about people applying for protection against their family members or their partner. So someone that says they love them.
Staggering.
So that's pretty horrific. Yep.
So first place there was Brisbane
and Southport, yep.
And then CQ.
We're about third, sitting on par with, yeah, Capricornia or CQ, yep.
That's not sitting where we want to be on that list.
No.
Drag that right down.
And this is where CQ Healthy Families can come in and try to rectify and support victims in these situations.
Yeah, we want to help the families impacted by domestic and family violence. Not only do we want to try and tailor to their specific needs of the families here in CQ, but we also want to get some new education out there and really raise the profile of domestic and family violence.
Yeah, it starts at the community grassroots, behind doesn't it?
Yeah. We want to really change the community attitudes. We want to work towards a zero tolerance.
Yes.
Towards DV, get everyone on board.
Yeah. Is it about understanding a little bit about what's happening and getting more of the word out? And if more people understand what's happening, they can put themselves into that place and might give a little bit more because they know how hard it is.
Oh, definitely. Banksy, there's plenty of education still required. I can't believe sometimes the work that I'm doing, people still don't know what domestic and family violence is or what it looks like, where to get help. Yeah.
Okay, so the phone number if you need urgent help this morning is 1-800-RESPECT. And Lou, we were talking yesterday about how CQ Healthy Families can actually be helpful because there is quite a few places that you can go to for assistance. Mm. So you ladies are basically going to be there as well for perhaps once they're out of the danger zone and they need to reset up a home or whatever they might need for their particular family to reach out to you guys. To see how they can be supported, and that's where the money's going.
That's right, yeah. We just want to be able to, if families are falling through the cracks, try and get to a stage where we can support those families.
And the area of work is very well connected to a lot of charities and support groups who can all come together to help each other out, right?
That's right, yep. We're connected to all our local places. We've got Relationships Australia and Hillam Yumba are our DV services.
Yep.
So we're working in with those people and hopefully, like I said, be able to tailor a bit more to the actual specific needs of the families in CQ.
We can all spare a couple of bucks, honestly.
Yeah, look, ideally, if you can throw a fiver in this morning, even it all adds up. We do have a GoFundMe page that CQ Healthy Families has set up and it's been shared onto our Facebook page. And, of course, my first event for the triathlon is this Saturday with Swim Around Kep. We can get you guys some fundraising and get some coin in there before the weekend for sure and get it happening.
Families, yes.
Much appreciated, guys. Any support's fabulous.
Subscribe now to stay up to date. Banksy and Pinky on Triple M CQ.
Anthony Albanese, opposition leader, has said, I'll give you $300 if you get the COVID vaccine. Yeah. Like, you know, I guess, well, policy and a little bit of bribery or some say incentive to get the COVID jab. Because I guess, you know, once we sort of get that herd immunity kind of thing going on, it's going to be easier for us. So, yes, I think we do
need...
They're
trying to get people over the line. And as you're saying, Banksy, I mean, even now they have the no jab, no pay.
Yes.
So for parents with little ones in regular vaccination situations, there's no kind of kickbacks. They don't get the same money from the government unless their children are vaccinated.
Because more people that are vaccinated, the better the chances are it's going to happen. So $300 from Albo.
In England, they're offering footy tickets.
Footy tickets!
They're mad
tickets
for their footy.
Yes!
In the US, some states are running lotteries.
Yeah, I heard that.
And in Canada, they have scholarships.
Now, that's an interesting one.
I don't know
one.
Specifically what the scholarships are for, but it's still scholarships.
In the medical industry,
funding
perhaps?
For things.
Apparently, there's some openings.
So, yeah, his question was, what could the Aussie government be doing to encourage people to get the jab?
Mm. We want to know, personally, what you want.
I just wanted an appointment, but... Some of us just wanted an appointment. But anyway, I have one now.
You know, I'd do it for a free Disney Plus subscription at this point in my
you
life,
would,
mate.
You would, you little scab.
hey, it's not scabby.
You
it's,
are.
It's ingenious is what it is. On 133353, what do you want for the COVID jab? Who's this?
Hey, Banksy, it's Jimmy B here. How are you?
Good, Jimmy.
Jimmy.
So what'll it take for you to get the jab? What do you want?
Well, I just thought I'd tell you a bit of a story. I actually was going past one of the vaccination clinics on the weekend and very quiet. Demand looked like it was very low. And I heard on the grapevine that if you were lucky enough, they'd take a few walk-ins. And I'm in that 25 to 40-year-old age group.
Yeah.
So I thought, bugger it. I just walked in on the weekend and said, the bloke, any chance of getting a jab? And he said, mate, we're about to close in 15 minutes. There's still quite a few spare ones.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, go for it. Go for it. And so I walked in, registered. I'm at the desk registering, and next thing I started looking around, and in the room, and you know, there's about 20 people in the waiting room, and you get that vibe, that feeling that, you know, oh geez, what am I doing? You know, there's been a lot of chat about this, and you start feeling a little bit anxious, and next thing I know, I'm on the ground, and there's four nurses over the top of me, and I'm on the ground, passed out, and I hadn't even got to the desk yet, I mean, to the room. And anyway, they took my blood pressure, and they put me on a bed, and it was all, I was pretty lucky that I didn't crash and burn. The lady next to me actually caught me, anyway, I thought half an hour later, I thought, oh, they're not going to give it to me now, and that'll be a good story. I came to get the jab and didn't get it, but in the end, they said, yeah, no problem, you can still have it, your blood pressure's back up. So I thought, bugger it, I got it, and feeling 100% the next day.
Okay, and so why did you actually faint? Were you just stressing out?
Vertigo, or was it what?
Subconscious mind, I couldn't actually tell you that I was actually thinking about something in particular.
Okay.
I think it was the whole atmosphere.
Just random.
But I ended up getting through and getting it. And the next day, the only thing I had, felt like someone had punched me in the arm 20 times. But apart from that, I was...
Yeah, that's pretty standard.
And slightly bigger boobs too, so that's
all
right. Yeah,
exactly. Hey, Johnny, they're saying over in England they're offering residents to football tickets to go and get the jab. Would that have, like, made the deal even sweeter for you?
Anything on top of that. But, I mean, I was always happy enough to get it. But, yeah, it's just... A soft pillow and a cushion would have been good.
But good on ya.
Maybe a wheelchair next time or something, mate.
but that's
stretcher.
It. Like, don't worry, it was far off that. But it was closing time for all the staff there. They had a good laugh about it anyway.
Yeah, so you definitely just stopped it from being boring for them, didn't you?
Absolutely, especially on a Sunday afternoon.
Okay, well, that is epic.
Oh, wow.
133353, what would you want to get a
just
COVID
a cushion?
Somewhere to fall.
Hello.
Good morning, Triple M. Who's this?
Hey, I'm on Triple M. Hey, mate, my name's Adrian. How are you?
Good, Adrian. What kind of kickback would you like to go and get the jab?
I'll be totally honest and totally Australian. I reckon for the whole of Australia, 12 months free rent and 12 months interest-free bank loans if they want us all alive.
Look, that's a lot more than the $300 Albanese's, you know, suggesting. But anyway.
Well, if they want the population to stay alive, we could pretty much ask what we want, mate.
Yeah, to be honest, I was thinking you were going to say, look, just give me a free beer and I'm there.
Yeah, but that's only one beer. That's hard to share with your mate.
That's it for now. Catch Banksy and Pinky weekday mornings from 6 to 9 a.m. on Triple MCQ. Or subscribe here to get all the best bits.